USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many businesses in California are frustrated with Governor Gavin Newsom. He's ordered many indoor businesses in the state to close, including bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and hair salons. He's trying to counter a surge in coronavirus cases. KNX's Frank Botek reports.
Beverly Hills hair salon owner Giuseppe Franco reopened his salon less than a month ago after a three-month shutdown at the start of the coronavirus crisis. He says California's decision to shut down many indoor businesses again, including his, is a gut punch for him, customers, and employees.
I mean, you've been knocked down two times in one round. After the third knockdown, the fight is over. There's no way I'm getting knocked down. Not now.
Franco says this unexpected announcement makes it essential that more government help is extended to employees and business owners impacted by the ongoing crisis.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The head of one company is leaving after being outed on social media. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A high-tech company CEO is leaving that company after a viral video of his racist rant last week, Michael Lofthouse giving a statement to Fox News. He says he's leaving Solid 8 so as to prevent further harm to the company. Last week, the video was posted of the encounter between Lofthouse and an Asian family, with him swearing and yelling at the family.
The Washington Redskins announced they will retire their controversial name and Native American branding. They plan to reveal a new name immediately due to a trademark issue. The team is no longer expected to use any Native American imagery, but plans to retain its burgundy and gold colors. FedEx, Nike, and Pepsi say shareholders are asking the company to disassociate with the NFL until it changes their name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Republican senator says more stimulus money should be coming. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. next Monday. Now, one of the big things on the agenda will be another stimulus bill. And according to Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, they'll be under some time deadlines, but they should be able to get something done.
Well, there are a couple of deadlines, as you mentioned. One is the enhanced unemployment insurance benefits that run out on July 31st. The other is the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been so successful. That runs out on August 8th. That's helped keep about 50 million people on a payroll. And in Wyoming, we have 13,000 of those loans. So, yeah, there's an urgency to get this done. A lot of different things in the components of it. The question is, should it include additional relief checks for people who have still not been able to get back to work, certainly in hard-hit industries, whether it's the service industry, the hospitality industry. You know, we did that once before, but that was at people up to $95,000. We're looking at a lower number there. And then the unemployment insurance, as you raised, these are enhanced benefits where they've been paying people $600 a week above their own state unemployment benefits.
Listen to the news anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.